The people running the new Sunrail service, and by that I mean the administrators and not the folks up front at the controls of the engine, want to emphasize that this is meant to be a commuter service. But some of us would like the opportunity to use it recreationally, especially to go to restaurants, right? So I took a ride to check out the restaurants that are within walking distance of each stop. At the southernmost station, Sand Lake Road, the only real restaurant nearby is Bauernstube, the longtime German restaurant. At Orlando Health Amtrak, directly across from the station, you'll find Lucy Blues. If you're thirsty, Orlando Brewing is close by. And if you walk to the east side of Orlando Health, you'll find Dock Street Side Grill. The options grow greatly at Church Street Station. Here you can disembark and visit the Rusty Spoon. Other choices include Hamburger Mary's, Cress, and Super Rico Colombian. Central Station and Health Village have fewer options. Wolfie's Pizzeria and White Wolf Cafe are less than a quarter mile away from the latter. But the Winter Park Park Avenue stop is restaurant heaven. Just across Central Park, you'll find Bistro on Park, Luma on Park, Prado, Paris Bistro, Vosphorus, Cafe 118, Cucina 214, Orchid Thai, and Park Plaza Gardens. About the only thing close to the Maitland station is Cappy's, which is something of a local institution, but nothing close to fine dining. At the Altamont Springs stop, a Bubbaloo's Bodacious Barbecue is the closest restaurant. Right around the corner from the Longwood station stop is New Thai Delight. Lake Mary Station has Lonnie's Fusion and 4th Street Bar. The final two stops in Sanford and DeBerry are a restaurant desert, so you'd better pack a lunch.